Hi everybody, this is Tracy Malone from NarcissistAbuseSupport.com. I am a narcissist abuse coach and I speak with people all the time. I also lead some support groups here in Colorado, so on a monthly basis I usually talk to about 40 to 60 other survivors. And so today we're going to talk about something that comes up with them all the time. And I'm sure that if you were in some kind of romantic relationship or a marriage with a narcissist, not so much on the parents and work people, but in a relationship with a narcissist, they probably have turned the tables and called you jealous. And now here's the funny part, is that most victims that I talk to, most survivors, say to me that they're not the jealous type. This isn't the way that they roll. They've never been a jealous person and they don't understand why the narcissist is calling them jealous. We have to remember that narcissists like to take the very best parts of you and turn them into something that's wrong. So if you were never a jealous person, they're going to turn that around so that you kind of lose yourself. In many ways, they are actually making you jealous because they are trying to deflect from whatever behaviors they're doing and then turn it around and, you know, turn it on you. I believe it's a gaslighting technique. So if you think about narcissists calling you jealous and what a gaslighting technique is, a gaslighting technique is to tell you something that isn't really true and try to convince you that it is true so that you get confused and you don't understand why they're accusing you of being jealous. So I say in this case. So what we have to understand is that narcissists actually manufacture situations in which people, victims and survivors and partners, end up feeling jealous, right? And what does jealousy mean? What is the actual meaning of jealousy in the dictionary? So it's hostile towards a rival or intolerant of unfaithfulness. Right? So they are doing things that make us feel jealous. In this case, they're calling it jealous, but what's actually making us feel insecure about the relationship. There's a difference, right? They're putting it into that big unfaithful bucket because they're probably being unfaithful and they just want to kind of divert the attention, stonewall you away from what they're actually doing. But if you think about the things that they do, so they might like hide their phone, right? A lot of people have a second phone that all of a sudden you find it and when you say, what the heck is this? Then you're the jealous bitch. They have secret friends that you're not allowed to know about. So how are you supposed to trust that relationship to know that it's safe if they're not going to let you be a part of this friendship? That secret romantic or secret friendship is what is causing you to be insecure, not to be jealous. They flirt in front of the waitress, the bartender, the people in other places that they do right in front of you. So if they're doing that right in front of you, what are they doing when you're not there? That's what makes us feel insecure. And that is what they turn around and call us jealous. Are we jealous that they have other friends? No, we're probably hurt because we're left out of that. Other things that they can do is maybe meeting old flames or old exes. Can't tell you how many narcissists, and we know they come back, right? But after you've been with them for 10 years and suddenly they're back with their psycho ex-wife or their psycho ex-husband or their psycho ex-boyfriend, for 10 years they told you they were psycho and now they're with them and like going out and you're not allowed to come. Insecurity about the relationship, right? They're doing things that are untrustworthy and then turning it around and calling you the jealous one. So what do we do about this? We know this is their tactic. We know that it is a diversion tactic from what they're actually doing. But how do we get over the fact that they're throwing this "you're the jealous one" out there. The important part is to know your truth, right? You're not jealous of something. You're insecure because they're making you feel insecure. If you were the jealous type, you probably would have, you know, displayed those things at the very beginning. You would have been that jealous person all along that, you know, when the cleaning lady was there, you were ranting and raving that they were having an affair with them. If that's not you, if you're not that person that's always been jealous, and I'm not saying it's a good or a bad thing, there's people that are always jealous and always insecure, and that's probably because they were, you know, in some kind of abusive relationship that made them feel insecure. So now that recording follows them for the rest of their life, and everyone else is going to be untrustworthy because someone cheated on them in their past. So if you look at the people that are truly the jealous ones, they're jealous for a reason. So when they're turning and flipping this on, know your truth and understand why they are calling you this. They're calling you this to divert your attention. So as a red flag, if they're calling you jealous, I would say they're doing something wrong. They're flipping the script and they're trying to make you into the bad guy. They're trying to make you feel like you're crazy. And you know, I didn't do anything. I didn't say anything. I didn't do that. That's not me, right? If that's what's happening, this is what's happening. Know that truth and understand that it's not you. It really is them this time. Another part of jealousy that I see come up with victims of recovery, and I have to say this is probably something that happened to me, certainly in the beginning of my recovery, is that when we are here and we get pushed down to here because of all of maybe financial abuse and verbal abuse and emotional abuse, all of the things that have made us off our game, we've come down and maybe we don't have the vacations we used to. Maybe we don't have the money we used to when there were two incomes in a household. Maybe our lives are just not going to ever be the same. And then we start to watch our friends, the friends that are still happily married. People get jealous of that. And again, that's not really jealous. That's more sadness for what you have. That is a lack, right? I'm lacking that I can't go to Hawaii. As an example, and what stirred this decision to make this video on was this past week I had 9 friends over for dinner. And at that dinner, I would say 4 or 5 of them just got back from beautiful 2-3 week cruises in Europe and all of these luxurious vacations with their husbands. And it made me think for a moment, I don't get to do that. Like, there's a little bit of jealousy in there if I looked at it that way. But I could evaluate it and go, you know what? I'm not really jealous. I'm so happy that my friends are happy. You know, do I need more people around me that are sad and with a narcissist? No, I need people that are strong and healthy and have healthy relationships so that I have, you know, some good inside my life as well, and I'm blessed to have them. So to take away that call of I'm jealous because they get to go to Europe and I don't, we have to look at that and say that the way I can look at it and justify that it's not jealousy is to look at how far I've come. I might not be able to go on the European vacations anymore, right? But where was I a year ago? If you're new to recovery, where were you 6 months ago? Were you down in the dumps? You didn't want to get out from underneath the covers. You had no hope, no explanations. You were scared. You were full of fear. You couldn't sleep. You couldn't eat. And now look at you, right? You've made it up from there to here. You're still not maybe here where you're getting the vacations yet. But look behind you. Look at where you've been, and don't judge yourself by where you can't get anymore. Judge yourself from where you come and where you are now, because that is the way up. And I'm not saying we all get European vacations. I'm not trying to be a snobby person about that. I'm using this as an example to show you how you can turn that thought in your mind for being jealous of a friend or somebody. into something else that is not really jealousy, understanding it and validating to yourself that you are better than you were. Give yourself credit. Know where you are and where you've been, and know that you're not a jealous person. Don't hold on to that jealousy. Don't be angry with your friends because they're going on vacations, or in my case, lots of my friends. I had so many single friends for a long time after all the married friends sort of disappeared with the marriage. Then I had lots of single friends, and now they're all finding partners. And so you just go, all right, well, our circle's getting smaller, but I'm happy. I'm so happy. I was with a friend last night who finally found someone, and I couldn't have been any happier. This is how we look at jealousy. This is how we process the envious thoughts, and in a recovery way, because we're looking at our lack and how our life has changed. Look at how your life has changed, not from where you were when you were married or in a relationship, but look at from the dark, from the back, the bottom, right? And look at how you've made yourself up. This is going to be your salvation. Narcissists are going to divert their stupid tactics into calling you a jealous, crazy psychopath. But know your truth and use jealousy as a power tool to be proud and happy for your friends. This is Tracy Malone. Visit my website, narcissistabusesupport.com, and let's get some healing on, all right? Thanks, guys.